Introduce Mike Sabatini. He's going to go ahead and run you through the concept plan as it stands today. But again, the point of tonight's meeting is to hear comments and shape the plan.
Thanks, Bill. Can I have a comment?
Yeah.
Can I make a comment? I serviced the American Cruise Line when they first started coming into town for 17 years. I got done with them last year. We only displaced them maybe four times out of the year. They have to go to O'Hara's, and O'Hara's is more than accommodating to take them in there. They have the wharfage for them. So I don't...
Well, let's go ahead and look at the whole plan as it's presented, and then we can go ahead and sign back for that.
What's that?
Grasping at straws. That's all they're doing.
Okay. Thanks, Phil. My name is Mike Sabatini with Landmark Corporation, Surveyors and Engineers. What you see before you right here is, for the next few slides, we took the plan that you've seen in the paper and we rendered it in an illustrative manner, so that's what you're going to see. It's the same plan, but it's just it's basically colorized. But I want to just take a moment here and just reiterate, this is the project that's being funded by BIG. Everything else, additional harbor marina expansion, a wave attenuator, middle pier, these are all ideas. And like Bill said, they're just lines on paper, and this is the beginning of the public process. So if everyone could keep that in mind. Just to orientate everybody with this graphic, again, this is Archer's. This is the Yachting Solutions pier, Harbor Park, Public Landing, Bowie Park, Middle Pier. So one of the couple problems that Matt mentioned and talked about was the issue with waves and wind. And the way we thought about solving that problem was to have overlapping attenuation in these locations. There would be wave attenuation underneath a newly constructed middle pier, and we kind of struck a line out past the BIG-funded area that is a wave attenuation in an overlapping manner to protect the inner harbor. One of the other issues that Matt alluded to as well was that we have to move. We were planning on moving the city was contemplating on moving the Harbor Master building. And if we're going to move it anyways, why not move it over to Bowie Park? It also helps to solve an access problem that I'm going to talk about in just a moment. While I'm at this slide, I'd like to bring up some comments that we heard when we were in front of the Harbor Management Commission, which was there was concern about vegetation that was grown up from the views from South End. So as part of this concept, we would address that and try and get that vegetation taken care of so views were restored. There were some concerns brought up about access to the harbor walk, and you know, is that a foregone conclusion? And part of this concept is to create that access in a longer term vision. The other part of this concept that is a big deal is extending the harbor walk. The existing harbor walk, which is right there, is well used, as Matt indicated. The idea with this concept is to extend that harbor walk past the public landing and stretch it over to Bowie Park. And as Matt alluded to, there would be more of a flush situation or an accessible situation. In doing so, this would create nodes along the way and interesting destinations, and the public landing and the middle pier would become destinations for the public in general from land, but it'd also be gateways for people arriving by water, and they'd be important nodes on this harbor walk. And these are some of the destination points where you see the stars. And one in particular that's interesting is the idea that a reconstructed or a newly constructed middle pier would have a public observation platform at the end of it, which could be an interesting destination when you're walking along the harbor. The other large issue that we talked about was access during events and so forth. And the reason it's a little bit difficult, as Matt alluded to, is there's a lot going on at the public landing. Lots of people coming and going, cruise ships from time to time, and when there's an event going on at Harbor Park, it can be challenging. So we had the idea of, like, what if some of those uses were split between the public landing and middle pier at Bowie Park? And in doing so, you could have the public access the water through dinghy docks over here and out to the mooring field while an event's going on, and it'd be largely unobstructed. Over here, you would have the transient boaters that still need to access the land, and there'd be some infrastructure left behind, boater facilities like bathrooms and showers and laundry and so forth. So we feel like that was a pretty good solution to the access problem that was perceived. This is just the overall plan again. There's some other features that we liked about this that I'm happy to talk about or answer questions about. But again, this is BIG funded. Everything else are just ideas about how the Inner Harbor could be developed over time. And in particular, you know, this was an idea to solve a problem. You know, we'd love to hear from people, is there a different way to solve the wave problem? Is there a different geometry there that you could think of? We heard loud and clear that the Southern Channel is something that we don't want to impact. Well, you know, let's think about how we can work with that. We'd love to hear people, what people think about the middle pier and what this could be. And right now this is drawn as a 20 by 40 foot observation platform. Is that big enough? Do you want to fish out there? Do you want to just sit out there? Should the middle pier be bigger? You know, what are the uses that are left behind here? Can this be a public's destination and have, you know, a sitting area in addition to accommodating the transient boaters? So these are all questions that we'd like to hear from you tonight. And as everyone has been alluding to, this is the beginning of a public process, not the end. That's the Inner Harbor plan. We also, in talking with the Harbor Management Commission, promised that we'd show some images that would kind of indicate what the wave attenuation might look like in the harbor. And I wanted to just put this picture up there. This is actually the wave attenuation. This right here is underneath the Yachting Solutions Pier right now. It's a pile with a brace pile, and you can see the timbers. You can see that's about the high water line right there, and the wave fence goes up, you know, 2 to 3 feet beyond high water. And here's a couple images. They're basically photo renderings, and they're a little bit of a worst-case scenario. This is from Main Street, and I call it a worst-case scenario because it's at dead low tide, and there's nothing in front of it. You know, the city docks aren't in, floats aren't in, there's no boats at the floats. There's no boats in front of the wave fence, but that is somewhat like it might look like if a wave fence was
What's
there.
What's the elevation from that bird's eye view you're presenting there?
It's eye view. It's
No. I mean, when you're down at the town landing, there's no horizon based on what you're
doing. I have an image of that as well. Okay, but just to get everyone's bearings, this is the Harbor Master Building. There's a little dock, dockhouse at the public landing, and that's the little house at the end of the Yachting Solutions Pier. And again, this is the wave attenuation that we said we would show what it might look like. And so here's another view. This is, you know, standing basically at the bottom of Harbor Park. This is the public landing right here. There's the Yachting Solutions Pier, and there's the wave fence, you know, kind of rendered on there. So, and with that concludes the presentation of the plan. As I said, we are eager to hear what people think, and these are ideas. Hopefully everyone keeps that in mind. I'm going to hand it back over to Bill to have some closing thoughts, and then Tom and Charles.
Thanks, Mark.
Folks, what's written on the city seal?